Chapter 1. An Introduction to Microbiology. To understand viruses, first, it is important to understand what they are, where they come from, and what they can do. Welcome to the very, very small world of microbiology, the study of microorganisms. Microbes. Micro means small in Greek, and microbes are the smallest kind of life. They are so small we are not able to see most of them with the human eye. But although we can't see them, we know that microbes are everywhere. They are in the water we drink, in the food we eat, in our homes and at work, on our pets and on everything we touch. The human body itself is covered in billions and billions of microbes living on our skin, in our gut or stomach, up our noses, and in our eyes. There are lots of different types of microbe, and many play an important part in keeping us healthy. The most well-known microbes are bacteria. In humans, most bacteria live in the gut, where they help with the food we eat and fight infection. Some are used to produce foods like yogurt, blue cheese, or beer. Germs, or pathogens, as they are called in the medical world, are microbes that cause infection. There are several types of pathogen. Some cause diseases like athlete's foot, while another is carried by mosquitoes and causes malaria. Some bacteria are also pathogens. These pathogens cause sore throats, as well as more serious diseases like pneumonia. The smallest microbe is the virus, which comes in different shapes and sizes. These microbes are very small. Scientists tell us that some viruses are about 10,000 times smaller than a piece of salt. Viruses are also pathogens and cause infections like the common cold. They also cause chickenpox and measles, as well as more dangerous diseases like AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and COVID-19. Explaining viruses. Some types of microbes, like bacteria, can live on their own. However, viruses can only live if they enter the living cells of humans, plants, animals, or bacteria. We call this the host cell. Each virus carries its own nucleic acid, DNA or RNA, and protein, and has a special spiky coat to protect it. This special coat helps the virus to join the host cell. Next, DNA or RNA from the virus enters the host cell. Once it is inside the host cell, the virus's DNA or RNA begins to control the cell. First, it destroys the DNA of the host cell, and then starts to produce new viruses. Finally, the host cell opens up and the new viruses escape. Each new virus then enters a new host cell, and the story begins again as the number of viruses continues to grow and spread through the body. Types of virus. Adenovirus, bacteriophage, COVID-19, Ebola virus, hepatitis B, herpes virus, HIV, influenza, papillomavirus, rabies virus, rotavirus. Parts of a virus. Protein. Envelope. Spiky coat. DNA. How viruses develop. 1. Virus. Virus DNA. Host DNA. Host cell. 2. Virus DNA. 3. New virus DNA produced. Host DNA destroyed. 4. New viruses produced. 5. Host opens up. Many viruses escape. Transmitting viruses. So how do viruses enter the body? And how are they transmitted? Viruses can live for some time on our clothes, on a door handle, or on a coin. So one way to transmit this microbe is by touching something that already has a virus on it and then touching the face. According to research, we touch our face around 16 times an hour, and young children probably more often. But viruses can also be transmitted through the mouth and nose by breathing them in, or through broken skin after a cut or an insect bite when the virus gets into the blood. Another way to transmit viruses like a cold, influenza, or chickenpox to another person is through the air by sneezing, coughing, or simply by talking. In 2019, scientists at the University of Bristol in the UK discovered that the 100,000 pathogens from one sneeze could travel up to 160 kilometres an hour. This can infect another person 2 metres away, usually in the first few minutes. Other ways to transmit viruses between humans are during unprotected sex or by kissing. A mother might also transmit a virus to her baby. This can happen before or during the birth, or after through the mother's milk. Herpes simplex virus 1, HSV1, also called herpes, is the virus that causes cold sores, a small painful area on or around the lips. Herpes can be transmitted quite easily from person to person by touching the skin, kissing, or sharing food. It can also be transmitted by drinking from the same glass or using the same towel. Viruses can be transmitted in water. This happens very often in countries where water is not safe to drink. We can also find viruses in food, for example, meat and fish. People working in hotel kitchens or in factories where food is produced must be very careful and wash their hands often, otherwise they could easily transmit viruses through the food they prepare. Many of the viruses we know actually come from animals or insects. Birds and insects carry viruses across land or from country to country without ever becoming ill themselves. These viruses are then transmitted to humans or other animals. Humans can become infected with some viruses after touching the urine or feces of infected animals, or by eating infected meat. Sometimes viruses even jump from birds or animals, like bats, to humans to create a new type of virus. Rabies can be transmitted to humans from dogs, and the hantavirus from rats. Many of these viruses cause very dangerous diseases that can kill humans, for example, the SARS virus. Plants also carry viruses. The tobacco mosaic virus, TMV, for example, infects the leaves we use to make cigarettes. TMV can also infect other types of plant, including vegetables. When the disease appears in tomatoes, it damages them, and the only way to stop it is to destroy all the infected plants. This can result in farms losing extremely large amounts of money. However, infection does not always cause disease. People can become infected and carry a virus without actually becoming ill. These people are called carriers. Disease only happens if the infection damages the cells in the body. This means viruses may only cause disease in some people, while many more can just be carriers. Viruses also act in different ways. Some viruses affect cats but not dogs, for example, and a virus that infects a dog may not infect a human. One example of this is parvovirus. Incubation and contagious periods. The time after catching the virus, but before the symptoms appear, is called the incubation period. During this time, the virus is developing. Each virus has its own incubation period. The incubation period for influenza is just 1 to 4 days, and for chickenpox, it is between 14 to 16 days. For a virus like HIV, it is 2 to 6 weeks. Incubation periods can also be different for different people because of their age, their general health, and their immune system. The contagious period is the time when another person can catch the disease from you, or you can catch it from someone else. The contagious period is also different with each virus. It usually starts when a person has symptoms, but it can sometimes start during the incubation period when you still have no symptoms. Fighting viruses. The human body has its own ways of fighting viruses. Hairs in the nose and mucus, thick liquid in the nose, mouth and throat, all try to stop microbes entering the body. They are then pushed out through a sneeze, cough, or in feces or urine. If this doesn't work, the immune system tries to help. White blood cells are a very important part of the body's immune system. They live in different parts of the body, including in the neck, in the gut, in the nose, and in the throat. When new proteins appear in a human cell, the immune system learns that a new virus has entered the body. When this happens, the white blood cell develops a new kind of cell that creates proteins called antibodies. The job of the antibodies is to fight against the virus and stop it from spreading. When a patient has a high temperature, headache, swollen, large glands in the neck, or a rash on the skin, it means their immune system is working hard to kill the virus. The first time the immune system meets a new virus, it may take some time to destroy it. The next time the same virus appears, the antibodies in the immune system remember it and destroy it. This means you get better much faster. However, if the patient is no longer immune, they can become infected again. Some viruses, like flu viruses, for example, don't disappear. Instead, they change and develop into something new. Then, how much they spread depends on the environment. They will spread more easily in environments where there are larger numbers of people living or gathering in small, closed spaces. Good viruses. Finally, it is important to say that not all viruses are bad. Some viruses work as part of the immune system to infect and kill bacteria. Some even kill other viruses. These good viruses can be found in the gut, in blood, and in the skin. In 2014, scientists at the New York University Langone Medical Center in America did studies on mice, which showed that a virus could fight and kill infection in the gut. They believe the same is possible for humans. Other new studies show some viruses can even help to fight and kill cancer cells. Scientists studying this area of microbiology discover new information about good viruses every day. They hope this information will help them to better understand infections. They also hope to learn new ideas about how to stop serious viruses and diseases spreading in the future.